This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I decided a long time ago, some people are not worth any space in here. So they're not worth anger. They're not worth frustration. They're not worth me thinking about them, because if I give them mental space, they're living rent-free in my head. And if I'm giving them my anger, I'm spending something on them that's too expensive. My emotions are too expensive to spend on this useless person.
So first of all, thank you for choosing Stuttgart to come here.
Well, you're welcome.
So my question is, like, in school, my name is Yaqub, by the way, and in school, like, some people tease my name because of Jakob, like the Christian way in German, and then they call it purposely, and then also like tease my culture, which really hurts me sometimes. And sometimes if I'm annoyed, I'm like,
I really want to know now.
Like, I don't physically hurt them. I'm just like, please don't do this. Like, it hurts me a lot, but then they still go on. Like, yeah. What should I do then?
Thank you for your question, young man. It takes a lot of courage to ask that question. First of all, I think that bullying is not okay. A school is a place where children should feel safe and should be safe from any kind of prejudice. And you guys are German tax-paying citizens. You have a right to give your children a healthy education. And if your children are going to school, they have a right not to be bullied and to be mistreated. So I think parents whose children are being mistreated in that way should really seriously take it up with the school administration and fight for the safety and protection of their kids. I think that's a fundamental thing as a community that we should do. And we shouldn't just do it for our own children. We should do it for every child. Like, that's not just something we should do for our own kids, that, oh, they're biased against Muslim kids. No child should be treated unfairly or mistreated. The Quran said, you know, لَا يَحُضُّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ, you know, or يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ, he pushes the orphan. So the abuse of a child wasn't even about a Muslim child, it was about any child. And even verbal abuse is a kind of abuse. Now, so one thing is, you know, you should tell your teacher about this, you should tell your parents about this, and they should talk. And maybe they should have a conversation with the parents of those kids who should really know better. But other than that, young man, you're going to face lots of situations where there's going to be people that are going to say stupid things. Okay? And Allah tells his prophet that he has to face people saying all kinds of stupid things. He says, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When you meet people that are acting ignorantly, then just walk away peacefully. You don't have to deal with people like that. Right? And the other thing is, there was a time where the Prophet ﷺ was, his name is Muhammad, and somebody tried to insult him and say his name is Mudhammam. Muhammad means the one who is praised, Mudhammam means the one who is cursed. Okay? So they tried to twist his name and turn it into something else. And the Prophet ﷺ simply responded, they're not talking about me. So when they say whatever twist of your name, then you just act like you don't even hear it. Because you know what, people like that, we call them trolls. You know what they need? They need your attention. And the more you look like you got hurt, the more they do it. The more you act like they don't even exist, then they get angry. You have to learn to change the game. Instead of you being the one who's angry, they should be the one being angry. And then they'll say, well, that didn't work. Let me act even more stupid. And then let me act even more stupid. And let them make a fool of themselves. But the more you show that you're being hurt or it's affecting you, the more it encourages them to act in that way. You understand? So there are, there are some people who don't like me very much. They say things, oh, I don't say anything. They say more things, I don't say anything. Then they get really angry. Why is he still happy? Because I don't say anything. Because that's the worst thing. Because the best thing you can give them is your attention. That's the best gift you can give. They don't deserve that gift. Last thing I'll tell every one of you, this is not just about this young man, Yaqub. And by the way, if they say your name in the German version or the British, if they call you Jacob, or how do they say it in German? Yaqub. All of that is totally fine from an Islamic perspective. You know why? Yaqub's name is actually Hebrew, and it was converted into Arabic by the Quran. Okay? And so the name can actually change in how it's pronounced from culture to culture. Okay? And you know what? As far as the name is concerned, it's not an insult. Your name is the Arabic version of that name. Okay? But this don't consider this an insult to your name. They don't even realize it, but they're not really insulting you. They should try harder. But the comment I'll make to the rest of you is, I had to learn this the hard way for myself. Look, human beings, we have limited energy in the day, yes or no, physically. And at some point, our body says, enough, fall asleep. The same way you have limited emotional space. You have limited emotional space. You can use, and you have limited reserve in your heart. You have to decide where to use it. I decided a long time ago, some people are not worth any space in here. So they're not worth anger. They're not worth frustration. They're not worth me thinking about them, because if I give them mental space, they're living rent-free in my head. And if I'm giving them my anger, I'm spending something on them that's too expensive. My emotions are too expensive to spend on this useless person. What have they given me that I should spend on them? I would rather use this space that I have, this limited space that I have, on myself or on people or on Allah who are worth it, but not on anyone who's not worth it. And you have to decide. You may have people in your own family sometimes that have been, for years, they've been saying mean things to you. And every time they say mean things to you, you're like, I can't believe they said that. It hurts me so much. Eventually, you have to learn, hey, you know what? I'm the one giving them the space. I'm the one allowing them to let me get angry. I need to stop giving them this space because they clearly don't deserve it. It's better spent somewhere else. Then, because at some point, it's not even their fault anymore. They're doing what they're doing. Now it's your fault for allowing it to hurt you. You have to develop that kind of there's people that belong in the inner circle and there's people that belong in the outside circle. You have to push some people to the outside sometimes.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran, all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated. It's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.